Blog Talk Radio.
Boy, I'm so used to saying good evening. Good afternoon, folks. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. And I have my host, Henrietta, and we are on spot on, looking to change the time and come into a new time. And a new bat channel, so we're just looking to ingratiate you around your lunch hours, and hopefully we've got some folks from Belize that are tuning in as well. It's about 11:30 their time, so it's still in the morning, and it's 1:30 in the afternoon here in East Coast, New York City time, and it's 12:30 Central time. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the new show hours.
Yeah.
What's that there for you, Henrietta?
Excitement. I really am excited about this. And as, you know, as the word gets out, so we're asking our listeners to please spread the word that we are daytime, midday, right in the smack of the afternoon. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the people who are coming to celebrate this 25th anniversary with us, that we're celebrating the next 10, 12 months. I'm just excited, Glenn. That's the best word.
All right. Well, I'm excited, too. I'm actually getting over a bladder stone. I've been in bed for about 5 days, and so I'm just getting over that myself, so I'm excited to be up and about, and God is good.
Yeah.
Hasn't passed through this experience, and I'm still kicking and screaming. So, you know, and excited about the new time. I've been so caught up in a couple of things. We're having some work done at the house, in the bathroom downstairs, and I missed my 9:30 appointment. I couldn't believe it. Had a medical follow-up for some blood work and some things. I've been trying to get everything done this month. So I got the bladder stone taken care of, and then I had some blood work, and then I've been to the dentist, got a cleaning this week, so I've been moving and shaking around my health. So I've
That's
been,
great.
Commitment to getting things
really
done
cool.
And getting things resolved. But
yeah,
before we get too far into the conversation, we better do the summit, the declaration.
That's
so,
right.
Let me go ahead and do that, and then we can get back to some of the other things that we want to talk about. Our show is now 30 minutes. So we're more condensed, and we want to create some urgency around that, and certainly looking forward to anybody to call in and chime in and to contribute to the conversation. With that, the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community, possibility, and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the I'm doing it from memory. Unity and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today's date is October 10th, 2014. And I'm standing in New York City, in Queens, Jamaica, Queens, and my partner in crime is in Chi-Town, making it happen there. And so north, south, east, west, above, below, and within, a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, Glenn, we are just, I have to be focused because of the 30 minute, you know, that adjustment. And so we have, you know, one of our great people calling in soon.
She's actually just called in.
Okay, great, great. Welcome to your show, Chiquesha.
Go ahead, Chiquesha, we open up your mic.
Yeah, that's right, my show. That's right.
Show.
I got a piece of this.
That's right.
Chiquesha, everybody, is one of our roving, we call her a roving reporter. You never know where she's going to be. Whenever she calls, I always have to say, okay, where are you, Chiquesha? But you all know Chiquesha because she was one of our regular hosts before she started traveling all over the world. And so we welcome you, Chiquesha, to our first primetime daytime show. We couldn't have one of the greatest hosts we've had, one of the greatest facilitators, one of the greatest enfoldment facilitators. With the International Black Summit, she is a mother. She's a mom, a grandmom, a super grandma, super, super duper grandma. I brought her grandson into the International Black Summit conversation. And everywhere she goes, people know about the International Black Summit. So, Chiquesha, we are so grateful to you and the contribution that you have been to this conversation, and we thank you so much for being with your show today. So there you go. There's your welcome. We are. We talked a little bit before you called in about health, because Glenn was just sharing with us that he's recovering from an outpatient surgery that he had last week. And Chiquesha is somebody who has taken a really grip on her health as well. So, Chiquesha, what are you up to with your health these days?
Well, I've really gotten a thank you to my daughter, Ebony Azizi Kito Taya Silla, now Candy. She's just been on me about getting a hold to it. She left me when I left her house in Memphis, and she said, Mama, your first priority is your health. I wrote it in my book, and every other day I look at it. My first priority is my health. It's like when you're on that plane, when them oxygen masks drop. You got to put yours on first, and then you can turn and on the child. Because if you go, who going to take care of them? Mm-hmm. So everything that there is that I want to get done and people I want to see, I got to take care of me or I won't be here. And that's what I really came to grips with. I got to take care of me. And what I see about that is for people who are taking care of loved ones, even inside of your taking care of them, part of it is to take care of yourself. Get the rest for yourself. Bring yourself some laughter. And the other thing is I'm getting about sleep, too. We are these beautiful machines that God has made, and we're a machine, and we got a rhythm, a time, and we need to rest. Part of being the machine is that we run, 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 so we got to stop and rest. And so God is really bringing that out. That's why they're talking about letting these young people come to school later, because they're going through another phase of development, of growth. And just like with the little baby, they got to rest. So, you know, so I'm learning about resting for myself, getting that rest in. And once again, what you're putting in your body is important. So I talked to Conrad. He gave me that glycemic index to look at and just slowly start working that into my lifestyle. And none of this I see I got to do fast, but I got to do it drop by drop like you do that drop coming out of your faucet. Mm-hmm. If you just stop that up and you let that drop every day, consistently and persistently, one day you'll walk in there and water will be all over the floor. So it's just a little I got to do, but I got to do it consistently and persistently. And, and you know, having the love of family and friends, you know, that feeds us too. And that's good health. That ain't no calories. I done made a love connection, too.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Hey, the love connection's so good, I'm not even touching it. I got to get in condition for it.
Okay.
I said, nah, when I'm going to go. I got to run. I'm going to Magnolia, Mississippi, and do the 6 day of silence. And then I'm going to leave there, go to Huntsville, Alabama. I'm going with Keita. Keita's going to take me there. Then when I leave Huntsville, Alabama, I'm going back to Memphis and see Sin Q and Emmy, my grandchildren. And I'm probably going to stay about a week. And then after that, I'm going to head on back here to New Orleans. And Lord have mercy, I'm going to go butt-naked crazy. It ain't Sunday, so... I know how many church people, I want nobody to have no hot cat. But then I'm going butt naked crazy, okay? If you know Jakesha, you know Jakesha going to tell you something like that. Butt naked.
All right. Well, Jakesha, I just want to acknowledge you for taking control of your health. You know, and you and Glenn, the same thing with you, Glenn. Like making those appointments and going to those appointments, and when you miss the appointment, reschedule the appointment, and like all of that, I'm doing the same thing. I went to the dentist this morning. I went to the doctor last week. You know, so I have everything. All my appointments are set up. I'm doing this intermittent fast where you can eat whatever you want for 8 hours, the same 8 hours every day, but the other 16 hours you don't eat anything, just water or tea, decaffeinated tea with no sugar. And I've been doing it now. I'm going into my fourth week, and it is wonderful because I chose 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. because I'm a sit and watch television. I'm up late at night, and so I nibble. So I'm like, well, I'm going to pick the hours where I nibble, but I also make sure that what I'm nibbling on is healthy, you know. So I have fruit and granola and that kind of stuff, and I also eat cookies and cake, you know, but my food, I'm not eating any meat. I'm eating a lot of beans and brown rice or greens, you know. And it works. I mean, it's really, really working. I feel so good. The other part about this is that right before you break your fast, so like about 4 o'clock, you know, because I break mine at 5, you are to exercise. You're to do some kind of exercise right before you break the 16-hour fast every day. And then you can eat whatever you want. And so that's what I've been doing, and I'm loving it. You know, I'm drinking a lot of water with it. Need to pick up my exercise more than I've been doing. And so we're on it. The three of us are on it, and we want to invite everyone to join and be healthy with us. We want, when we get through Atlanta in 2015, we want to be healthy. We want to look good. We want to be able to dance on the tables if we have to, like we did in Belize. But we want to be healthy and celebrate this 25th annual summit event like never before. Glenn, back to you.
Well, I mean, that really summarizes and captures it for me, because you're right. We want the 25th annual event of International Black Summit to be off the chain, and what it's going to take is for us to be off the chain. So if we are in health, wealth, and abundance, you know, that we're going to set the tone for that event. So I'm clear that we all are working towards that conversation, and the celebration that the 25th year is. You know, not a lot of organizations last 25 years, and there's a certain level of maturity that takes place at the age of 25, and so so we're looking for reconnecting, you know, re-energizing and recouping anything that got left out in the first 25, so that we can have a even stronger next 25. Back to you, Henrietta.
Yeah. And it's really great. So, Chikesha, how do you feel when you think about this 25th year annual summit event?
Well, it's the same conversation that I'm in with my family. I'm an elder. We want to thank Catherine Copper for holding that space and finding out more for it. But I'm an elder in my family line, and what also when I did my master's, they talked about I'm a sage. I'm downloading, so that everything in me, I'm now downloading it into my grandchildren, my daughter and my grandchildren. I'm downloading. And, you know, the young people out there know what we mean about the downloading. So, it's, you know, I'm doing the USB cable, the wireless. And that's what I see for us as an organization. We're downloading. We're getting it out there so it can spread, so other people will be sages and elders and be downloading. So I see that eternal, that infinite occurring. You know, that's what we stirring up. That's what we're growing. We're preparing. So I'm excited. It brings back the wonderment of youth. You know, like I'm like the little kid. I'm looking at everything. I'm watching everything. Everything's new, and you know, I'm full of happiness, the joy, the love of people, the love that people give out to you, the love you give out, and appreciative that I came to my senses, that I have my consciousness, and that I'm present, and you know, just a belly laugh. Just happy. So back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Chikesha. I You know, I've been talking to many of the facilitators over the last month, and it's you know, there's just this joy, this excitement that's in the space, in the conversation. I had a wonderful conversation the other night with Joe Hampton, who's another elder of the conversation, and his description, when you listen to Joe talk about what the summit is and what it is not, it just heals your soul. You know, this conversation that has touched thousands of lives just in 6 or 7 countries and many, many states and in Canada, you know, Toronto and Ottawa, just, you know, Belize is our newest country. And this conversation is so powerful that it just has you go from ambition, and these are using the words of Wayne Dyer, one of my favorite people, ambition to meaning. You know, it just offers so much meaning to one's life. And Joe is going to join us on one of the Fridays, along with some other guests. They're members, but they're going to be our special guest, as Chakaysha is today. But just listening to, like I said, each one of you, Chakaysha, who've been around a long time, and in all actuality, Glenn is one of the elders as well. You know, somebody who's been around, and I think, Glenn, you've only not been to how many? Three?
Three.
Three annual summit events. So Glenn has been to 21 of the 24 annual summit events. And these events are so very powerful because the people in the places where the event is held actually bring the conversation to us. And one of the major things that comes out of the conversation is the question for the year. And you hear us talk about the question all the time. This year, the question has three parts. It has a declaration, it has an invitation, and it has a question. And the question for 2014-2015 that came out of the annual summit event in Belize City, Central America, is, in the space of silence, I discover some aspect of my authentic self. Will I grant being to what I am built for? And I'll repeat it. In the space of silence, I discover some aspect of my authentic self. Will I grant being to what I am built for? So it tells you where to go. Like, go to the silence. And in that space, you will discover a part of yourself that you may have known was there, but you just kind of pushed to the side, or you just wouldn't acknowledge it. You know, like world citizen. Chakaysha is a world citizen. And she may not have acknowledged that for a long time. And then all of a sudden, she's acknowledging it. She's a world citizen. So will she grant being to being a world citizen? Yes. It's a matter of, yes, I will grant being to that discovery, or maybe not yet. Maybe I'm not quite prepared, but I'm working on it. You know, so it invites us to look at ourselves at a deeper level. Chakaysha, how do you feel about that question this year?
Thank you so much. To frame it like I was framed, that it's a declaration, invitation, and a question.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't have it framed like that, but I could feel it. And I love it because it allows me to see what's been percolating in me. Mm-hmm. I've always gotten the thing about being built for. That's resonated with me forever. I sometimes warn people. I'd be like, you don't want to mess with me because I'm built for something. And what I'm built for, I'm doing. So, you know, I like that. And then the invitation to for me is to be in that discovery. Yeah. And I think that's what I point to when I talk about the wonderment. Children from the age of from 1 day to up to the fifth, 5 years or 6 years, they're in discovery. They got there at nothing, and they're now open to everything. So they're all taking it in. They're scooping it in. They're sucking it up. And inside that is just joy and wonderment, you know. And the first part is a declaration. And right in this moment, I don't remember what that declaration is. But I like declaration.
Yeah, in the space.
Declaration, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to prove nothing.
Right.
You just say it. That's all you got to do. Just say it, and then it's so.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you guys for working with that and seeing that. And that's out there for all of our listeners. If this is your first time hearing about it, or if you've been listening for a long time, it's all of that available to you right now. All it is that you take on, I want to pick it up.
Okay.
And it don't cost nothing. Ain't going to hurt nobody. It's going to be good for you. It's good for your health. So it's I'm just happy, like they say. I'm just a happy little something.
Well, once again, we want to thank you, Chikesha, for being with us. We are right at the end of the show. It's we're 30 minutes now because we want people to be able to go to lunch and listen and take your break. If you're on the West Coast, take your break at 10:30 and be with us for 30 minutes or sit at your computer with your earphones in. But call us at 646-716-9827. We'll be here every Friday. One other thing I wanted to say about Glenn is I don't even have to worry about Glenn's body healing. It's going to heal at such a great rate because Glenn, 80% of what Glenn eats comes out of his garden and his backyard. And so he's already ahead of the game. He's already assisting his body in the healing process. And so, Glenn, we just know, like I said, I just know your body is perfect, whole, and complete, and it has gotten rid of something that it did not need. And so
absolutely,
may it heal perfectly so that you are healthier than you were before.
All right.
Chikesha, same with you as you take your walks, as you enjoy your travels. We know that the light of God surrounds you, you know, and this light conversation that's being given to people of African descent is always with us. It's always, the summer conversation is always going on. And we are so happy to have you in it, to have you in it, Glenn, for as long as you all have been in it, for the coaching, the training that you all provide for people, you know, as they come in, as they step into certain spaces, you know, I just want to acknowledge both of you and thank you all for being with this conversation and celebrating this 25th year. We will be with you next week, same time, 1:30 Eastern Time, 12:30 Central Time, 11:30 Belizean Time, and 10:30 Pacific Standard Time. Have a great week. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Peace and love. God bless, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.